You're listening to SBS News.
We continue to mourn the loss of 51 lives, lost because of racial and religious hatred.
Ibrahim Omar's tilted politics was inspired by the Christchurch mosque attacks.
In the wake of this terror attack, I will use my voice in Parliament to support the rebuild of our community.
The refugee from Eritrea is one of just a few Muslims vying for a seat in New Zealand's highest level of government.
The time has come to take that to the next level and have our own voices inside the chamber, sort of speak up loudly against racism, against the prejudice. I really wanted to step up and do my bit in stamping out racism in New Zealand, because we still do have issues. We still have issues with racism.
A study published this month found hate crimes in New Zealand spiked in the aftermath of the shootings, making the country more, not less, dangerous to Muslims and other minorities. Richard Shaw, a New Zealand-based professor in politics, says the 2019 massacre, along with the pandemic, have created a fertile ground for the emergence of far-right fringe parties. He says they are seeping into New Zealand politics like never before.
But I think that is absolutely a feature of this campaign, which we've not seen before. And it would be unwise on our part, I think, to dismiss it. My sense is that Christchurch would have had something to do with it, but the pandemic has really amplified it, because I think people are sitting at home by themselves and your thought patterns change and they find your rabbit holes to disappear down and so on. So the COVID experience has amplified that. What had probably been a kind of a pre-existing predisposition has just had a little bit of fuel poured on it.
2 days after the shooting, Anjan Rahim, a prominent activist in the Islamic community, published a searing opinion piece in which she spoke of her absolute blinding rage. Ms. Rahim detailed how for years, the community begged, pleaded, demanded governments address rising levels of discrimination. More than 18 months on, she says the abuse persists.
It is continuing to be an issue. We know that people are continuing to be drawn into these kinds of extremist discussions, chat rooms. We know that that activity exists and is underlying, and that communities are still at risk.
New Zealand sociologist Paul Spoonley has spent decades researching extremist groups. He says in New Zealand's election campaign, there are four parties of concern, and while they'll be lucky to muster even 1 or 2% of the vote, they cannot be dismissed as a powerless fringe.
So we've seen some of the views, not all of them, some of the views of the extreme right beginning to migrate into this extremely conservative political fringe and get a much larger audience. I still don't think it's a large audience. I mean, you know, a few percent of the New Zealand population, but it's still very concerning because it's a lot larger than it would be given more traditional extreme right support.
The Christchurch attacks were a defining moment for Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who is expected to comfortably retain power in Saturday's vote. Her swift actions on gun laws and online extremism were praised by Christchurch's Islamic community. But this campaign has highlighted that they are still a target. A heckler hurled abuse at the imam of the Al Noor Mosque when he met with Ms Ardern this month. He had long urged the government to strengthen the country's hate speech laws to include religion. Ms Ardern has vowed to do so should she win the election, as the polls predict. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.